Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week in the United States, a holiday is celebrated that's called Halloween. And we could say it's the most ungodly of holidays, as its emphasis is certainly on things that are absolutely opposed to God or apart from God. The emphasis on ghouls and goblins, on ghosts and wicked creatures and scary images, and the fact that this whole entire holiday is portrayed as a children's event and is perfectly harmless is certainly a well-perpetuated lie in our country. I want to talk to you specifically about how to guard your child's spirit and how to guard your own spirit. The whole emphasis on Halloween and the scary images that are associated with it bring to mind the fact that Satan himself is the author of fear. The scriptures tell us that fear is a spirit. The Lord said that he does not give us a spirit of fear, and that spirit of fear did not come from God, but instead Satan is the instigator of fear, desiring to invoke fear in the hearts and minds of people from the time they are as young as an infant until the day that they die. Fear is a weapon that Satan uses against people to steal their peace of mind, to steal their enjoyment of life, to immobilize them from making decisions or moving ahead, or keep them back from doing things that Satan can portray as risky, dangerous, or scary. I tell you all of that to simply say that though our culture is inundated with images of fear and fear-invoking pictures everywhere you turn, whether it's in the store window or on a billboard or on the television set or in the magazines or catalogs, understand that God never intended for his people to walk in fear. The word tells us that perfect love, which we know God is love, perfect love casts out all fear because fear brings torment. And God does not want his people tormented, but instead living a life of peace and victory. How do we raise children in such an atmosphere? I want to talk to you about how to guard your child's spirit, as well as how to guard your own spirit from the spirit of fear. The first thing we need to consider is what the scripture says about our spirit in order to lay the foundation for what I'm going to share with you today. A child's spirit is very, very sensitive, and in fact sensitive from the time of being in the mother's womb. We know this as we read in the book of Luke the account of John the Baptist being in his mother Elizabeth's womb, and when he heard the sound of Mary's greeting, he leaped for joy. And this gives us some insight into the reality that a child's spirit is very much alive from the time of conception. God refers to himself in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 9 as the father of spirits. And we are each given a human spirit, and that human spirit is the part of us that is what makes us alive. It's the part of us that you could say is the real you. Your human body, your physical body is not the real you. The real you is the spirit, your human spirit that God put into you that makes you alive. When the human spirit departs from the body is dead. We have a very alive human spirit in each and every person. An animal does not have a spirit, but humans have a spirit, and we were made in the image of God, and God is spirit, as the scripture teaches us. So this human spirit that's been placed in every single person is very alive from the time of conception. And so even in the mother's womb, a child's spirit can pick up what's happening around it. The sensitivity of that child's spirit is so priceless and needs to be guarded by the parents. And this is so vital for us to understand. In order for you to raise a child without a spirit of fear, you have to learn how to guard your child's spirit. The scripture gives us insight into how things impact the human spirit. We know that the eye gate, or your visual capacity to take things in, images in through your eyes, is an open door to the heart or your spirit. In Psalm 101, verse 3, the psalmist said, "I will set no wicked thing before my eyes." He had some insight into the fact that his spirit would be affected by allowing himself to view pictures, images, events of wickedness. And so the psalmist made a covenant with his eyes, saying, "I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes." Now that is wisdom and should be something to be pursued by every single believer. And certainly as Christian parents, we want to be vigilant to not allow wicked things to be placed in front of the eyes of a child. The ear gate is the other way that things come in or enter into the human spirit. We can take in things for good that will impact our spirit and cause us to grow and mature in the Lord, such as the Word of God. Or we can take in things that give us the opposite result, that cause damage, that cause bondage, that bring in difficulties and ensnarements, or you could say entrapment, into the human spirit. Things that we take in through our ear gate, listening to the lies of the enemy, listening to the portrayal of wickedness, whether it's on a video or audio tape, listening to these things being said that are wicked or unclean or perverse, or talking about the wicked things other people do. You know, the scripture says we shouldn't even talk about some of the things that people will do in secret. And yet, you'll find it to be the topic of office conversation when some wicked serial killer or serial rapist is on the loose and people will discuss the wicked things that this person has done. That type of conversation is not what you want to bring into your spirit, and certainly not what you want to have enter the spirit of your child. And let me say this about the human spirit. The human spirit picks up things in the spirit that may not necessarily be understood by the intellect. And what I mean by that is that you cannot assume that a young child, perhaps a child of two or younger, will not be affected by conversation about wicked things. It is not about how much they understand with their intellect, but rather what their spirit is being exposed to. So if you and your spouse are discussing the latest serial killer's brutal activities as laid out in the newspaper in front of your baby, your young child, your preschooler, and thinking that the child does not understand the words rapist or serial murderer or the like, you are greatly deceived. It's vital for you as a parent, for all of us as believers, to guard what we allow our spirits to be exposed to, whether through the ear gate or through the eye gate, but understand that the spirit picks things up even though perhaps intellectually they are not perfectly understood. Don't allow your child to be exposed to unclean, wicked, or perverse things, assuming that they don't understand it and it's over their head. Their spirit will pick it up. It is truly ignorance and a deception to assume that their lack of understanding with their intellect means that it'll have no impact on their spirit. And I share these things with you to simply say, if you want to be a godly parent, a wise parent, you have to become the most vigilant guard over your child's spirit. And it is very challenging in our day to keep every single image of wickedness, uncleanness, evil away from our children, and yet it is truly a vital pursuit if we intend to be the best guardians of our children's hearts, minds, and spirits. It requires work, it requires diligence, it requires effort, and it will most assuredly be an inconvenience to you. But our child's spirit, the hearts and minds of our children are precious commodities which have been given into the care or guardianship of the parent. And the Lord told me something many years ago with regard to our own son. And he said to me once when I was praying, he said, I will hold you personally accountable for what goes into his spirit before he is of the age of accountability where he can make his own decisions in these matters. I'll hold you personally accountable. And I say this to you to share that very profound and very disturbing statement that the Holy Spirit spoke to me to encourage you to be a vigilant guard, a vigilant guardian over your child's spirit. We as the parents are responsible. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, be vigilant in guarding your child's spirit and have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.